I'm joined by Harriet Sherwood, who's on her way back from a Palestinian protest camp in the E1 area. Harriet, give us a sense of the mood there.
Well, it's a fairly small protest, I have to say. It's about four tents and an enormous Palestinian flag. But I think it's of symbolic importance. This is the perhaps the fourth or fifth time that Palestinian protesters have set up one of these tent villages since the beginning of the year. Each time they've been torn down by the Israeli security forces. But this is really about, the Palestinians say this is about them liberating their own land and protesting against Israeli settlements. And they say this particular one is also intended to send a message to Obama to stop, as they say, being so supportive of Israel. They say all we want is for the president to be fair and balanced between Israel and the Palestinians, and we want him to put pressure on Israel to stop expanding settlements in East Jerusalem and the West Bank.
So Obama's going to visit the West Bank today. Is he likely to get a frosty reception?
Well, I think he'll get a much cooler reception than he got in Israel yesterday. Certainly, most Palestinians are sceptical, to say the best. Downright hostile is more appropriate in some respects. They feel very betrayed by President Obama. They feel that his speech that he made in Cairo 4 years ago, when he talked about the pain and suffering of the Palestinian people and the need to stop settlements, has not resulted in any concrete action on the ground. And they feel very bitter about this. So I think there will be a fairly chilly reception. There have been protests in recent days in the West Bank and also in Gaza against his visit. American flags have been burnt, posters of Obama's face have been torn down or painted over. So I think the Palestinian security forces will be pretty keen to keep a lid on things today, but I think certainly he's not going to be welcomed with open arms by the Palestinian people.
How did day one go down in Israel?
Well, I think it went pretty much according to the script. I think that the Obama's, one of the main purposes of him coming here was to repair his relations with the Israeli government. In principally, Benjamin Netanyahu, with whom he's had a very frosty relationship. And I think there was the body language was very warm yesterday. The press conference that the two leaders had last night was, they joked and bantered throughout it. Obama called Netanyahu Bibi, his nickname, over and over again. I mean, obviously there was substance to the press conference too, but certainly in terms of trying to put that relationship on a new path, I think that they would see that as a success.
And Obama's big speech this afternoon, are we likely to see anything significant from that, or is it just going to be more warm words?
Hard to say at this point. I mean, certainly at the press conference last night, he was reluctant to be drawn on the issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and said twice that he would have more to say on this matter in his speech this afternoon. So it will be interesting to see if he was come back to this. I mean, it was very significant yesterday that he didn't mention settlements, for example. He really touched on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. So we'll have to see whether he is indeed going to say anything of more substance later on today.
Okay, Harriet, thanks very much.
Thank you.